Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
I'm
well,
sorry.
They can't hear me because they're listening to kids.
Come on.
Come on, Bourbon.
What
up?
It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Bye. Unwelcome sight in the neighborhood of developers
okay, we apologize.
Being greedy.
It's time for the club, baby.
What?
On 105.1 and 1080.
What?
The Fan. Who we?
Welcome in to the club. I am your host. I don't know. What am I? I'm your. I'm the guy that's, I'm like your, all, seat ya. What do they call that? Is that the host?
Are you all right? The maitre d'? Or?
Maitre d', you know. You know? Or it's a hostess, but is it, if it's a dude, is it a host?
Yes. I would assume.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got confused. Hey, it's me.
Doing great.
Come on!
Pressure's on.
Come on, Rock!
Bitch.
You freaking bitch.
By the way, someone texting in, do people not know that Puerto Rico, like Puerto Ricans or U.S. citizens, is that not common knowledge?
I think it's hard to understand for some.
Territories and all that. Do we not?
It's a complicated concept.
Is it? Is it complicated? I don't know. Just.
Well, you know how dumb we are now.
It's possible.
What do you mean it's possible?
It's possible we're that dumb.
No, it's not possible. You know it's true.
See the Ryder Cup.
And we are all having dumber forever. Wait. And we are all... damn it.
Now, John Hamm. Now, there's a handsome American.
Yeah, make him do the halftime show.
What's he doing on RTV?
He's doing BetMGM.
They got him on
Dude,
BetMGM?
Let me just say, I love gambling, okay? I love sports gambling. Occasionally I don't mind going up. I don't play a lot of casino, but I'll roll some craps, maybe a taste of that little pie gal from time to time. But I love sports gambling. Can we all admit that the sports gambling commercial, like, it's just at this point
way oversaturated.
It's just I can't handle it anymore. It's in every show, it's in every like every pregame, every postgame, every time I watch a UFC fight, live reads in between, I can't handle
Wyatt,
it anymore. I don't care.
Really
It's making me not want to gamble.
Well, and additionally, this is a whole other conversation, but I think it's convincing a lot of people who probably don't have any business gambling to start gambling and give away their money.
Well, yeah, it's bad.
I think that's probably why they're doing it.
But I know it is.
I do not think I have ever seen an industry become this oversaturated this fast. I mean, I remember back in the day, like the beer ads and like cigarette ads. I remember that like kind of being like, oh my God, that's a lot. But it was nothing like this. And it is every celebrity, every, like, it is just every, Jamie Foxx, John Hamm, you name it. Tom Brady was involved in this. Like, it just, there is not a time where I am watching television, certainly not a sporting event, where every other commercial is not, hey, DraftKings, hey, BetMGM, hey, this, hey, that. Like, we get it. You want us to gamble.
Do you see this? Okay, watch this Tyreek Hill video they've got going here. Look at the guy pulling him by his injured leg.
It appears they don't have one of the wheelchairs that you need to prop up a leg if you want. So the guy is just walking, supporting him. Yes.
Oh, okay. It looked like he was pulling him by his broken...
I think he's making it so the weight of the leg doesn't, like, gravity doesn't affect it.
Well, what's interesting there is, so when he left the field, it was in an air cast.
Yeah.
And his foot was turned 90 degrees the wrong way. The foot on the plus side is now back to being straight.
Yeah, it is straight.
But he's in a big full leg brace, but not his ankle. So while it looked like maybe it was a broken ankle, it is not. The ankle was new.
It's probably a broken lower leg.
Probably a broken lower leg, and then maybe some straight.
Like, it's a fibula.
The tibula.
The old fibula. It's bad. That's not.
Oh wait, tibula. Yeah. Dang it. God.
That's bad news. Although, again, I still think he looks happier than anyone I've ever seen with a catastrophic injury.
I watched it again. First, he was like, it looked like he went through the seven stages of grief, like all at once. Because first, his hands were on his head, he looked angry. And then he started clapping, smiling, and waving at everybody.
I am convinced that deep down in dark places, he is happy that A, doesn't have to play football anymore. Because I don't think he wants to play football anymore. And mainly, he does not want to play football for the Miami Dolphins. So now he just gets to collect his money and not do it. I think somewhere deep down, he's like, yeah, good. I don't have to deal with Mike anymore. Or Tua.
So you need to Google image Tilly Norwood.
Tilly Norwood. Yeah. T-I-L-L, right?
That is correct. Like Dilly Dilly.
Well, I know sometimes there's an E in there. All right, she's just Tilly. Like an old lady.
She's an old lady?
Well, the first thing that popped up was an obituary.
Oh, well, that's not the Tilly Norwood you need to see.
It's like this... This lady here popped up, who looks like a wonderful school marm.
No, Google image Tilly Norwood. She should pop up. Maybe not. Oh. What are you doing over there?
I literally Googled Tilly Norwood, and it's from Atkins Cobb Funerals and Crematorium. And I got this old lady. It just seems like she's the sweetest old lady you've ever.
I'm sure she was wonderful, but we're not going to be talking about her.
Okay, now I see this.
You see Tilly Norwood?
Some sort of actress here.
Yeah.
There's an Emily Blunt story.
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, well, hold on. Now I'm just seeing Emily Blunt. Oh. Tilly Norwood. Oh, okay. Yeah. Huh? Well, what are you doing, Tilly? She looks very young.
Okay.
And that makes me uncomfortable.
Okay.
All right, so what am I...
What is the significance? Why did I have you Google image Tilly Norwood?
Yes,
you're uncomfortable.
And while I will tell you that she is an attractive girl, she looks like she's about 15 years old.
She's not.
Which, again, makes me feel weird that we're talking about her.
Yeah, she's not that young.
Okay.
She is AI. She's fake.
Oh. But she's a fake actress?
Yes. And she has been hailed as the next Scarlett Johansson or Natalie Portman.
Okay. But
and
she's not real.
Big names in Hollywood are not happy because there is actually interest among talent agents.
Yeah, I see right here. Hollywood talent agencies are fighting to sign AI actress Tilly Norwood.
Yes.
How can you?
Yes.
Boy, I'm confused. So someone created Tilly Norwood. Why wouldn't I just create my own Tilly Norwood that looks exactly like Tilly Norwood, but name her Jilly Nordstrom?
Well, herein lies the problem. Comedian and technologist Elaine Vandervelden?
Technologist is a thing?
Apparently.
That sounds like something that I make up.
It does.
Quite frankly.
Agronomist?
Elaine Vandervelden.
Oh, yes.
Wrote,
technologist extraordinaire.
To those who have expressed anger over the creation of my AI character, Tilly Norwood, she is not a replacement for a human being, but a creative work, a piece of art. Like many forms of art before her, she sparks conversation, and that in and of itself shows the power
that's not art
of creativity.
I don't know how that's art. But this is what I don't understand about this. Like, what? I mean, I guess she could do commercials.
Yeah, she can do roles.
But how are you going to have her in a movie?
Well, they use CGI stuff all the time. You can do a green screen, put an actor out there, and then just do their part of the conversation, and she does the other. You edit it in, and there you have it.
But why would anyone pay for Tilly Norwood when I could just make my own? And, like, So let's say, like, I want to make a movie, and Tilly Norwood's like, it's going to cost $8 million to hire Tilly Norwood. I'm like, or, get this, I can just make up my own that looks exactly like her, and F you, and I don't have to pay a thing.
Well, I think some of it comes down to...
We're this dumb, and this is what we want?
Some of it comes down to, in Hollywood, you just have this, like, you just have this likability or, like... on-screen presence. Like, maybe you can't create a Tilly Norwood that people like. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, you can try to create a hot, but she may not be as big of a box office smash.
Like,
as
the AI
Tilly
that they've actually applied to her is better than maybe the next person could do. And they've created like a Ferrari of AI characters, kind of.
Right. Or they have something that your AI character does not.
Why are we in a race to destroy humanity? Like, why are we... Has there ever been anything in the history of the world that wants to end itself more than we, the people? Like, what are we doing?
Vander Velden said, I see AI not as a replacement for people, but as a new tool, a new paintbrush. Just as animation, puppetry, or CGI open fresh possibilities without taking away from live acting, AI offers another way to imagine and build stories. I'm an actor myself, and nothing... Certainly not an AI character can take away the craft or joy of human performance.
Boy, if we're dumb enough as a society to buy into this and see movies and want the sorts of products that these things are happening, then I guess whatever happens to us, we deserve it. You will never see me pay a dollar to go see a movie starring an AI creation. That just...
What if you didn't know? Like, what if you went to see Tilly Norwood and you just...
I'm like, man, that Tilly Norwood...
she was really good.
Boy, that is something else. Yeah, I mean, I suppose if it gets that good, maybe, again, we're going to blur that line. But, again, I ask the question, why are we doing this?
And you know what else? Tilly Norwood's not going to have any political affiliations. She's not going to be problematic and do something stupid in the media because she's made up and not real.
So, again, but someone's still programming her. Sure. So, we're just... Again, we're trying to destroy humanity faster.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, hey, let's see how quickly we can just take away any sort of individualistic, like, integrity, love, beauty that we have. Well, already it's coming problematic. There was an article, I might have been in Vanity Fair a while back, where it was talking about, like sexual dysfunction and anxiety disorders in like young people, and like body dysmorphia. This stuff is like at all time highs because no one wants to like meet anyone. Like the photos that young people are putting on dating profiles, like an Instagram, they know it's not them. So when they show up, they know that they can't meet the standards. So people are literally building dating profiles and like Instagram stuff, but then not wanting to actually meet the people that they could meet.
Because they'll be found out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, your end game doesn't actually work.
No. And so, you have men and women that refuse to have sex with because they don't want to take off their clothes because they know that everything underneath is not real. But they also are obsessed and want to put out the image of it being real. And it's like we're creating this entire world of just terrified, like, kids and young adults that have no idea what's reality anymore. And they were like doing interviews and they had a couple kids that, like, and I mean kids, the people that were like 18, 19, 20 years old, they were like, well, that's my reality. If everyone thinks that's the way I look, then that's the way I look. And they're like, well, no, like, that's not the way you look. Everything you do is through a filter. And they're like, yeah, well, I would rather live through that filter, even though, like, you're paralyzed by doing anything out in public because it won't be through a filter. And then someone else was trying to bring up, are we going to live in a world one day where we can all have something, whether that's something on us or what we see, we can project what we want to look like. That there is this person that wants to like live in a utopia where you could wear something that would make you look like that, even though you don't really look like that. Like we're constantly trying to like blur reality. Because it's just, and I don't know, I just find that fascinating. Now we got Tilly Norwood.
Tilly. Tilly. Tilly,
Tilly. Tilly,
she works, man. People like her. She's going to make money.
Yeah.
And she's cheaper than hiring Scarlett Johansson, probably, so.
Is there something, too, that they didn't make her, like, overly hot or overly sexual? Too?
Probably.
It's like she's
I would imagine
every person, yeah.
I would imagine she is fine-tuned to the nth degree for likability on screen.
Yeah, appealing to all the masses and not pissing off any small groups or
and
whatever.
Therein lies why AI, you're asking why, that's why.
Yeah.
Because it can create something that we haven't seen a human yet have all of those characteristics.
Yeah. Is it also terrifying, as someone points out, you just created a woman that you can control and make do whatever you want. And that, to me, again, is terrifying. Like,
yeah,
you're creating an actress that, like, if one of my favorite directors is Quentin Tarantino. I love everything Tarantino's done.
Who's that?
He's just some guy. You know, he's kind of a blowhard. But I love his work. One of the things that Tarantino gets criticized for, though, is some of the violence towards women in his movies. Right? He takes some flack for that. And when you're filming a movie, you know, whether that's a violent scene, whether that's a sex scene, whatever, you have to have a negotiation between the actress and the director, right? I'm going to make you comfortable. This is, you know, some back and forth in taste. How creepy is it that you've now created a character in your movie that you can literally do whatever the hell you want with, and she has no say in it whatsoever? You're literally creating someone, you're creating a digital slave that will be at your beck and call, and putting that in the hands of Hollywood. Nothing weird or creepy about that at all.
Is it better that she's not human for those reasons? I mean,
but again,
case could be made.
But I guess, again, this goes back to like that article I read, the Vanity Fair article about like the reality of it. But if every one of the actresses that we have does everything that we want at the beck and call, this is the same thing as the dating profile. If every young man wants to date an AI version of a woman because he can do whatever he wants with her and she can't say no, she doesn't push back, what does that do to someone's brain when they actually have to interact with a real person that, believe it or not, doesn't get to do everything, will not do everything that you want her to do and may have opinions of her own? It sets up this weird world that, again, to me, destroys reality. Destroys me. No one thinks that's weird.
I mean, it's kind of weird, but, you know, whatever. That's why we drink.
Somebody said skedaddle.
Man.
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen.
That's right. Only good can happen.
Listen to your fearless leader, will you?
Only good.
It can only good happen.
Yeah. Oh, man. This.
Who the hell knows? Who the hell cares, right?
Stuff like this.
Right.
Creeps me out.
All right. Coming up next. Beast Games at it again on The Fan. Well, Mr. Beast is under fire again.
Oh, what's he doing?
Literally under fire.
I know nothing about Mr. Beast other than I liked he did the Beast Games on Amazon.
Well, that's what this is.
I thought those were fun.
Well, some people don't think it's all that fun.
Oh, boy. What do
Mr. Beast, he is the world's biggest YouTuber.
Yeah.
He has defended his latest stunt video. And it is, would you risk dying for $500,000?
I certainly hope not.
And it is a,
real life Squid Games coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of is. He's got a, a sign that reads $500,000, and he's in a firefighter uniform.
Okay.
And he's got a guy tied up in a fire, in a house fire. Huh. So they have this set that's a house.
Sure.
And they set it on fire. And it looks like there's money. It looks as if he has set the cash out right by the sign. And okay. The guy is underneath the cash. And he is, he's like in a sweatshirt and goggles. And he is tied up.
Oh, I see it here. Yeah.
And so I think the idea with the video is, hey, get out of this. And you win the $500,000. But then the house is engulfed in flames. Now, well,
is it possible, like, did they set it up to where it was kind of dangerous, but, like, they were...
Yes, that's what he is saying. So a lot of people are mad. They're like, dude, what in the hell are you doing? You're risking these people's lives.
Yeah.
What he is saying is this is a professional stuntman.
Yeah.
And they have control over the flames. If it gets... If S hits the fan, we can turn the flames off.
Okay. Well, and... Okay, so he is a professional stuntman. Look, I get why this blurs a line. I get it, because it's the idea that, I mean, that's the Squid Games thing, right? Like, you're signing up for it. No one's putting a gun to your head. Well, they are, but after. Like, if you signed up knowing that you could really be injured, but you signed the waiver, I don't know. I can see both sides of that, but that's a very dangerous thing, because then that gets into only the poor and destitute would need to do this, and that's...
A lot of people calling it humiliating.
Yeah.
Dystopian.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean,
it is dystopian.
Squid Game.
Yeah, it is Squid Game.
It's like...
Because, you know, you're trying to put on the illusion of Squid Games, but you're saying, we only want you to think he could die, but he couldn't really die. But it's the same sort of thing. Someone that desperately needs money, and you're putting them in a life-threatening situation, wink, wink, nod, nod. But, oh, everything's okay because they're agreeing to it. It's weird.
But it is a real thing. Like, if you're thinking it was just a stunt, no. The stuntman was going to get the money if he got... He is a stuntman, so that would be the only way he could get out of the situation,
yeah.
Right? Like, you and I probably couldn't.
Yeah.
So he said he would use the cash to help his parents, who just retired. And so it was real, but it's also not like he's going to die. It's just that he doesn't get the money if he doesn't do it in time.
If we have to save your ass,
yes,
then you don't get the money.
Right.
Yeah, dude, that's...
And they say they tested it extensively. The guy in the video, stuntman, and Mr. B said, I take safety more serious than you could ever imagine. That, at least that's what he said.
Well, I understand, because it's the idea if he dies, you're going to get sued. Again, this goes back to my whole, why are we racing to end humanity? It certainly feels like we are entering... some really dangerous times where we're reverting back to whatever in the name of entertainment, right? I mean, this is like some weird gladiator stuff. As long as the guy's okay with it. Like, if we staged a fight to the death and both people signed up for it and we said, hey, these, you know, whoever wins is going to get $100 million, change his life forever. The other one's going to die.
They wanted this.
And they wanted this. How many people would tune into that? Because I'm guessing a shocking amount.
Well, I think that's, you just hit on it. Like, Mr. Beast, all he cares about is that these videos get millions of views, which or tens of millions of views, which then make him
money.
Millions. That's all he cares about.
Yeah, it's a weird deal.
Isn't it?
This is a weird deal. And I get what he's doing, but again, it's like the frog boiling pot thing. Like, I feel like we're inching every bit closer. Like Whore Island, a.k.a. Hey. Love Island and all that. Like, we're inching closer to just full-on Sodom and Gomorrah. Like, let's go. Anything goes. Put it on live TV.
Don't get me wrong. I like the tatted-up whore, too.
Like, that's the... Stephen King wrote a book called The Running Man, and it's really good. It was, like, it was one of his first books, and Schwarzenegger made a movie about it, and now Glenn Powell's remaking it. But the whole premise is it's a game show where we take like we take criminals and you get a chance to make a bunch of money and be pardoned. But if you lose, we kill you. Hmm. And the entire country watches it. And it's like the number one show like in the world.
Sounds very Hunger Games-ish.
It is very Hunger Games-esque. And or like The Purge and all that. And when you watch these things, they seem so dystopian and you're like, oh, whatever. But it sure feels like we're pushing like, well, maybe not in the next 5 years, but it's just in 10, 12 years getting there. Someone being like, hey, this money will change your life forever. And if you die, you didn't want to live anyways.
Yeah, a lot of friends have fat.
Yeah, that's I'm glad that I didn't see that. That would make me kind of uncomfortable.
Hollywood news. Boy, she's a legend. But is this the end?
Mm.
And a major Hollywood split.
Are you breaking up with Nurse Nice? Did the anniversary not go well?
No, it went great. Oh. There's probably six or seven guys I could name that I would rather do. You know, the big topic in our house these days.
What?
Perimenopause.
Perimenopause?
Oh, yeah.
What's perimenopause?
Well, you can Google it.
Does peri mean half? Pre?
Pre. Yeah.
And it's called peri?
Yeah. It's a thing.
Oh, boy.
Believe
me. Are you going through menopause right now?
No. Perimenopause would be premenopause. And no, it's not me, idiot. Or is it?
Oh, why are you going there? I didn't know there was
transitions. It's a whole thing.
I didn't know there was transitions.
Listen, here's the thing. Okay, so how old is... Well, she's 30. You're...
Oh, the BTJ?
She's 30.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when she gets to a certain age, mm-hmm. perimenopause will hit.
Mm-hmm.
And what will end up happening is she will send you a million Instagram and TikTok videos of women on Instagram and TikTok explaining to their boyfriends and husbands what perimenopause is.
I see.
That is what you're in for.
This is what's coming down. It's good time. Honey, check this out.
Here's Buck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sort of like a hot guy. I was hot as a pistol.
Man, they just keep coming out of the woodwork, the Trump drops.
So many good ones.
From Buckley.
Who the hell knows? Who the hell cares, right?
By the way, a lot of people talking about this, the perimenopause.
A lot of people.
And, dude.
A lot of people.
Someone saying, have fun with that. Could go on for years.
A lot of people saying.
It's a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, you don't think I know that? Thanks, Tips. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing. So.
Yeah. Just preparing you.
Looking forward to that.
Got some Hollywood news here.
Hollywood.
Well, she's an American treasure.
Who we got?
79 years old, but.
The old battle axe.
She has had to postpone her upcoming Las Vegas concerts due to health challenges, it says here.
The old health challenge.
The great Dolly Parton.
Oh, she is an American treasure. I love me some Dolly Parton. How old is she, you said?
79. Mm. She is stressing that it is not the end of her glittering career.
She's battling some
She says, as many of you know, I've been dealing with some health challenges. And my doctors tell me I must have a few procedures. Mm.
Facelifts or...
She's had enough of those.
You know what? For as kind of freaky as many plastic surgeries, she still looks good.
She looks great.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the face looks, you know, pulled and all that.
But she's not overdone it as badly as some celebs.
Yeah. She doesn't have you know, look, it's getting
She's
there.
Certainly overdone it.
It's getting there a little bit.
Yeah, but for 79 and as much work as she's had, there's others that are a lot worse.
Yes.
I think that's right.
She's starting to look a little, at the drag hour, but...
No, I hadn't thought about that, but that's true.
It's true. Yeah. It's like, you know, you go to like one of those, like a lot of bars have like drag bingo, and it's always like apricot, apple bottom as like the host of it. There's a little of that's going on in there. Muddy water petals. You're like, Dolly, but she's 79. I love her. She's like the nicest human being in the world and might be the most talented female artist of all time. She's stupid talented.
So, perhaps this other story, we could talk about plastic surgery gone well.
Oh yeah,
or maybe not. I don't know.
Well, some people do it well, and others. Did you see Jerry Jones last night?
Yeah.
Boy, what's happening there?
I sure did. Well, he's got a canker sore there.
Yes, it's just he's.
Is that? Are we sure that's what it is?
Well, no,
it's something. It's
trying to be nice.
It's a rough go.
Nicole Kidman.
Oh.
Now, you've seen her lately. She's out.
She hasn't moved her face in, like, 14 years.
Her face doesn't move. But I tell you what, she looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, she avoids the sun like the plague. She's the color of mayonnaise. And her face, there's so much botulism in that. What I like about Nicole Kidman is Nicole Kidman is battling Keith Urban to see whose face can move less, which is her husband.
Yeah.
And
it's true.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
They're having a motionless face-off.
Yes.
Well, it helped her be very stoic in whatever Netflix series she was recently in. You know, the one that was out on the beach with the daughter.
Oh, that was a good.
And all that.
Yeah, I watched that one.
Was it called The Perfect Couple or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, they are splitting, guys.
Oh,
it is over.
They've been together forever.
I know.
Oh, maybe like they just think the other one's mad at them because their face never moves and it's just stuck in that that position.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe they each think neither of them will show any emotion anymore. Like,
or,
I just...
Or, yeah, like, what
you
if
just
it's...
just will not... When oh, it's because I can't move my face, honey.
Yeah, what if when they fight, they don't think the other person's being sincere because they don't emote? They don't show anything.
I often get in trouble by the BTJ for not caring more.
And they permanently look like that.
And she wants me to have reaction to things, and she claims I never do. What if that's the problem here?
Well,
is one of them comes home with either a great day or a bad day, and they tell the other one, and the other one just looks at him because they can't move their face.
That's great, honey. How you doing today? Usually you need to get Botox. You need to get a bunch of Botox and then say, when your wife says, hey, be happier. No, I'm smiling.
I can't move. Well, they're both entering that weird territory where you start to look like the original Planet of the Apes. Because it's like that puppet mask, so you can't move your lips. Michael Jackson had this, where you have to just talk, because you can't really move your lips. So it's just jaw action.
The Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, it's really quite bizarre.
So do we think she looks good or not? I think she looks pretty good,
how old is
considering
she?
All the plastic
surgery. Oh, absolutely.
She's 58.
Okay.
And he is 57.
If you walked into any...
By the way, he looks good for 57.
Exactly, and that's my point. Like, we can sit there and be like, yeah, the face looks a little weird, but... If you went to a party and your age-appropriate friend, and that was the wife, she would be the hot wife at any party.
Yeah.
And they all... Careful. You ever been to you ever been to one of those...
You ever been to a Turkish prison?
You ever seen a grown man naked? Whether that's... You ever been to one of those functions where, like, you're kind of the poor one at it, and it's like maybe you went to a yacht club or a country club party or whatever, and... everyone has money there. The wives all look the same. Every one of them. They all look the same. Even if there's slight differences, they dress the same. They look the same. They all have the same procedures. It's just there's like a machine. That
they
just
all came
crank.
From the same rack at the department store or something like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Different colors, different shades.
Well, they all use the same. They all.
Yeah, it's the same playbook.
It's the same playbook. Yes, That's the
playbook.
Best way to say it. For all things. Yeah.
It's the same chemical peel.
Self-care.
It's the same facelift. They all go to the same doctor to get the up tops lifted.
They do
lifted.
Their hair the same way.
Yes.
Because that's the hot new way to do it.
Yes. And so Nicole Kidman just follows down that. She is the stereotypical that if you show up at a country club function, you will see 17 Nicole Kidmans walk in and they will all look great. And then they'll say the same thing. That you'll be like, you'll find out how old they are, and you'll be like, no way. And they'll be like, yeah, I'm 59. And you're like, you look amazing. And then, like, I think that sort of praise is what keeps them young.
Yeah.
They're like vampires, and they just live off compliments and, like, young boy stares. Like, they'll be like a busboy that's staring at them, and they're like, I just, like, that invigorates them.
Yeah.
So it's that same.
I get it.
It's that same pattern.
I love it when the busboys stare me down.
There is nothing that an elderly hot woman likes better than a young man staring at her. That's the lifeblood.
I was talking to my wife. I was talking to my wife. I don't remember what, I think it was this past weekend. I was looking at all these old men, and because you know I spend some time at a senior living facility now that my parents are here, so I see all the olds, and you know I just look around and see the old guys. They all look the same. Old men all look the same to me. And so I asked her, I said, do all old men look the same to you?
Yeah.
She said, yeah, pretty much. And so then my question is, well, I don't want to look like that. So how do I do that? That was my question.
How do you not go down those roads?
Yeah.
I don't think you can. I think it's just a natural.
That's what I told her. I said, I don't think it's possible to not look like just any other old guy with gray hair.
Yeah.
I just don't, like, I'm talking about 20 years down the road.
Sure.
You know, when I'm 70
or
whatever.
Yeah.
She said two things. She said, here's what you do. You still got to have a nice manicured beard.
Whoops. Mine's a little raggedy. Got to clean that up.
And then she said, distinctive glasses.
Oh.
Maybe stay on the stylish side with the glasses, because the old guys, you know, the dead give on the old give up.
Yeah, the Dahmers.
I mean, they've had the same glasses since 1984.
Yeah, the Dahmers.
You gotta upgrade the glasses.
I will tell you this. So the BTJ's old man, Mamoru-san, he is.
Does he have stylish old man glasses?
Dude, when you think of like stereotypical Japanese business guy. And he's in his 70s, right? Rail thin, does like Tai Chi and like stretches every day, right up central casting. But he's super stylish. And whenever I see him,
I love that.
Yeah, he doesn't. Like, I had this image of, like, again, the stereotypical Japanese business guy, and he's that way and everything, but he looks really stylish. Like, and he, yeah, he, it's the thing, he has really cool, trendy glasses, and he's always dressed really sharply. I do think that there's something to that. I think staying age-appropriately stylish, I think, will keep you from being that old man. But then you got to be careful because...
Get some Botox.
You know, see, that's the thing. You can go down that creepy
maybe
road.
Some roids.
Or you start looking, well, that's the TRT, bro, and that looks in its own right weird.
Dude, I know. I've seen so many of those guys in Vegas.
That dude's like, first off, he's bright red.
Yeah.
He's got like veins sticking out everywhere.
Yeah.
He just like, that's its own archetype. And that looks weird unto itself.
Yeah, and they all look the same too.
Yes. Yeah.
They're all ripped. 70 years old.
Wearing a shirt that's three sizes too small. They got like that HGH gut that sticks out. Yeah,
just kind of bloated.
Yeah.
Took it like a hot guy. I was hot as a pistol.
Retaining a lot of water. Look, aging, whether you're talking about the menopause thing or old, dude, first off, aging is not for the weak, dude. Aging sucks. And aging gracefully, it's a tightrope, man. You gotta figure out how to do it.
Yeah, it's just that a lot of people don't care.
No.
They just don't.
Yeah, you stop.
Somewhere along the line, you stop caring, and I told her to point that. If I get to that point, I need you to point it out to me, please.
Someone's saying, you could look like an aging lesbian. Oh, my God. If you shave your hair and, like, shave your beard, grow out your long hair, do the Keith Urban thing.
And then maybe some plastic surgery.
I would love it if you pulled the Tom Cruise. If you pulled the Tom Cruise. But I'll tell you what. There are some old guys that look better. Like, who's the dude that plays, like, the most interesting man in the world? That guy?
The Dos Equis guy?
Dude, that guy is in his 70s, and he looks like $1 million.
What's his name?
It's like
Jonathan
Goldstein or something.
Yeah,
like
Jonathan
that?
Goldstein. Look at that.
Remember
dude.
When we had him on?
Yeah,
he was cool.
Yeah,
the Dos Equis. Okay, Jonathan Goldsmith.
Goldsmith. There we go.
Is his name?
Dude, tell me that guy doesn't look great.
Okay.
And he may be.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, he may be super old now. But when he was doing those ads, he was
you're just talking about. He's only on here like
when he was doing those ads when he was in his 60s and 70s, and. Dude, that guy looks amazing.
Yeah. He's pretty special, though. Like, I feel like... I mean, there's a reason why he was cast as the Dos Equis guy.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of men can't pull that off.
Well, but it's like... The guy that owns all the... He's one of the owners of Crunch. His name's Steve. Super good dude. Shout out, Steve. Big UCLA guy. Sorry. He's got a little bit of that. He's got jet... Well, it's whiter gray, right? But he grows a little longer. He slicks it back. He's got an all-white beard, but he keeps it nice and trim. And he's in good shape, and he's not all roided out. And every time I see that guy, I'm like, God, you're better looking than last time. And he's aging really, really well. Like, you can do it, but you're right. It just takes it takes commitment. And no one – I think the idea is that, like, your wife isn't going anywhere. And, like, there's, like, who are you looking good for? And so I think eventually people just quit because it's harder. Like, if you had to be single and had to attract new women, I think you would age better.
You're kind of describing what sounds like a Sam Elliott type almost.
Yes.
Like, you know, he's still put together body. He's got the long white hair, but he still looks good.
Yes.
Although, I'm going to challenge you on the if you were single, because I agreed. If you're single and having to look for Ted, no matter how old you are, you would
keep it together, right?
Keep it together better.
Yeah.
I'll challenge you on that. And I raise you with the. Senior living places where all these olds, they're all out there doing it and they don't look any different.
That's true.
Because they lose their wife or they lose their husband and then they go horn around the facility.
But that's confined spaces with other people. They're not out in the wild having to track down single ladies.
I'll get it in.
That's a confined space and it's just at that point, it's just.
Yeah, but
you
got to put in some work.
Do you?
Do you?
I don't think you do.
Should.
Block, I think you just. Cock, that's ready like. To rock.
That's like the old theory, like in Alaska, we used to always say, you don't have to be faster than the bear, you just have to be faster than the slowest guy. Like, and so the competition in those places, you don't have to be good looking, you just can't be as decrepit as Jim over in the on the corner.
Being a man of increase?
Yeah.
I think if we all had to try out for our spouse, like every, Let's say every
open tryouts
every like 2 to 3 years, like a job evaluation.
Or you need to resubmit your certification.
Yes, if you had to recertify, I think everyone, it would be a little stressful, but everyone would end up taking better care of themselves if you knew that like you had to recertify.
I think that's right.
Yeah,
I think that's right. Got to re-up with my wife next year.
Now, the number of times like you see someone and like, again, they're wearing clothing exclusively from Costco and they haven't seen a gym in like 8 years. And they're like, what does it matter? And you're like, well, I'm sure your wife is thrilled at that. And then his response is, well, she doesn't take care of herself either. And I'm like, well, there you go. You both need to start trying out. And you both need to have open tryouts.
All right. We got to wrap it up. And we'll do that next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My God, every time I look up at this stupid football game, and I don't even know why. Why am I watching this game?
Couldn't
the Broncos
you.
Game's on. Are you watching the Broncos game? No, you're watching
half-time
this stupid game, too.
Broncos game's at halftime.
Yeah, but why didn't I turn it to the Broncos game when the Broncos game started?
I don't know. I got the split screen going. Because it's Jake Browning, and I don't need to watch Jake Browning.
Every time I look up, the Jets have been flagged. And so then I looked up how many penalties they have tonight. Yeah. There's 7 minutes left in the game. Do you care to guess how many penalties they have?
What I'm guessing we're
Baker's dozen.
Yeah, we're up into the double digits.
12.
Yeah, 12.
12.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And 3 turnovers.
Oh, welcome to the Jets experience.
What a mess. And they're playing the Dolphins. The Dolphins suck.
Yes, they do. And yet it's 24-13.
To win games, you have to win the game.
By the way, they said officially Tyreek Hill dislocated knee.
Oh.
So
maybe he comes back then?
Oh, I don't know. That looked pretty gnarly, but yeah. I mean, that was like Khalil Mack's arm looked like that, and they said it was a dislocated elbow, and he said the season was not over.
Yeah, LaMichael James dislocated his elbow for Oregon once, and he came back and played in a couple weeks.
But you dislocated knee, I'm guessing there's some ligament damage. I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah.
But it looked, when they brought up the air cast, the way it looked, we were like, well, that's a broken, made-up leg boon, or leg a leg bone, a leg boon.
The tibula.
Yeah, the old tibula.
Jesus.
Turns out, at least according to initial reports, we have the dislocated knee. I still don't get what the dislocated... Dude, that... Boy, that certainly didn't look like a dislocated knee. I mean, that must have... The whole thing was turned the wrong way. His foot was 90 degrees backwards. It's not good.
Not good, Barry. All right, well, that's it for us.
Go home and watch these...
Another big
riveting...
Show. Ooh. Oh, hey. Speaking of riveting... Wow.
Yeah, that's. I love, by the way.
They showed Tilly Norwood on there.
Every cameraman that I've ever met is a dirty old man, and it's great. And they just spend, like, when they're not actually having to film game footage, they just scan the crowd for hots or cheerleaders.
Well, why wouldn't they? Is it's kind of their job.
Is that a nice little
give
zoom
America
in,
what we want?
A nice right. little zoom in there of the Dolphins cheerleader.
All right, everybody, have a great night. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night. Thank you.
walk on line. Yeah, you do the walk on line. Here comes Johnny, gonna tell you the story. Hand me now my walking shoes. Here comes Johnny with the power and the glory. Black beat, the talking blues. He got the action, he got the motion.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.